This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You know, he is Frank Isola. He is one of the best in the business, and he is on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Frank, how are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on? How you doing?
Frank, good to have you.
We're feeling good, man. We got a lot of energy with the Cavaliers right now, and I don't know if the fans were all in on James Harden when they made the trade, and because they were still kind of leaning into that core four thing, but over two games, Harden has definitely turned heads for the Cavaliers and has made us feel pretty good. Your thoughts on him being with the Cavaliers and some of the action they had around the trade deadline?
You know, when the trade was first came out, you know, it came out the night before because it was the Chris Mannix report, and I do the radio show with Brian Scalabrine, who does the Celtic games, and we both liked the idea of them getting James Harden. And we took a lot of calls from people from Cleveland that weren't thrilled about it. I was a little surprised because then I get the whole thing, you know, Darius Garland had been drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's a good guy. He's a good player. But besides the fact that, you know, he could be a defensive liability, besides the fact that he's a little undersized, the biggest issue is, you know, you don't know if he's going to be available. And last year in the playoffs, it was disappointing that he was injured. It was that toe injury, and he's still kind of that's still a lingering issue for him. So, you know, you always hear coaches talk about, you know, windows, you know, the window of opportunity opens and closes pretty quickly. And I think for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the way that the Eastern Conference is set up, they have a great opportunity this year. But I think the way they were headed, I don't think that they believed that the team was going to make much noise. They moved on from DeAndre Hunter. But I think the big thing was getting Harden. I had seen Harden playing. I've always liked him because my thing about Harden is he likes to play. And I think that's important. I know, you know, he likes to hang out and he enjoys the trappings of being a single NBA player. That's great. But he shows up and plays all the time. But I had seen him in Brooklyn maybe like 3 weeks ago. And, you know, he's still, you know, when you see him in person, you're up close, you realize how big he is. He's got long arms. He's strong. And for the Clippers, he was actually doing a pretty decent job defensively. So I don't know. I always like the trade. I know it's a small sample size now. It's only two games. But I think it does a lot for Cleveland. It makes that backcourt certainly pretty dynamic.
Frank, I think one issue that some Cav fans had was the fact that James is 36 and Darius is 26. But this, to me, was not a long-term move by the Cavs. Yep. It was a move on and then see what happens. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the one thing about Harden, you're right about the age, but he loves basketball. He loves to play. He practices. He plays. So, you know, you've seen guys now stick around a little bit longer than usual. You know, I don't know if he'll be LeBron at 41. But, you know, even if you go back a couple of years ago, when he was on Brooklyn, everyone talks about it being a failed experiment. You know, when they went out and they got Kevin Durant, and then they signed Kyrie also as a free agent, and then they made the trade for Harden. In fact, Jared Allen was involved in that trade. Now, of course, they're teammates. But that team, you know, Harden brought a really good element to the team. And in the first round that year, they smoked Boston in five games. And then they crushed Milwaukee in the first two games. So they, you know, they had gone 6-1 in the playoffs. And Harden then pulled up lame with a hamstring. Then Kyrie went down the very next game with an ankle injury. And then Milwaukee ended up putting in seven. Milwaukee went on to win the championship. But Harden is, I understand he's had some disappointing playoff performances, especially in closeout games. But, you know, you could stick him out there with the backups and he could dominate in terms of scoring. A lot, even on the Brooklyn Nets, he kind of liked playing with the backups because he knew that he was going to be the primary guy and he can operate and he could pass. I just think with what the Cleveland Cavaliers have gone, I give Kobe Altman, Kenny Atkinson, I give those guys a lot of credit because last year they had a great season, really disappointing playoff performance. And I think a lot of people thought, you watch, come playoff time will be different. They're just trying to get ready for the playoffs. Well, they've made two pretty dramatic moves. And I just think getting Harden right now with how uncertain the East is. Detroit, you know, hasn't won a playoff series as a franchise since 08. You know, the Knicks, you know, got a little fortunate last year because nobody got injured. You never know how that's going to work. I still think the Knicks are going to be pretty tough. And then you have Boston with the news of Tatum potentially coming back. I guess he's going to practice with the G League team. So they could be dangerous. I just think right now for Cleveland, now is the time to go for it. Like, you don't know how many times you're going to have a chance to win a championship. And with Harden, they now when you look at that team, if everyone is healthy, you could see them winning three playoff rounds. I just didn't see it with the team that they had 2 weeks ago. Now, I could see that team being good enough to win three playoff rounds and getting to a final.
Frank, I think it's interesting because I think Cavs fans were, you know, said everything that you were just saying, but there's also this, and I hate using the word soft, but not physical enough, not tough enough a couple years ago against the Knicks. Then you look at Indiana last year in the playoffs with the addition of Harden, Schroeder, Keon Ellis. Do you look at the Cavs and go, you know what, maybe that team is a little bit tougher than they were before, or maybe they'll put up a little bit more of a fight? Because I think Cavs fans, I don't know if it's PTSD or what, but we're like, I think we're real sensitive to not to looking at the league and saying, okay, everybody thinks they can roll over us because we're just not as tough as other teams, especially when you need to be during the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think, you know, Dennis Schroeder, I got a chance to see him in Brooklyn at the beginning of last season. And, you know, he was coming off winning, you know, a couple of years ago, he was the MVP of the FIBA World Cup. He led Germany to the championship. That's a pretty good accomplishment. And he's one of these guys, I think as he's gotten older, I kind of think he understands his place in the league. He has a lot of pride, and I thought he was really good for the Brooklyn Nets. He was so good for the Nets early on that they said, he's too good for us. He's going to help us win too many games. We're trying to get a good draft pick. That's why they moved him on to Golden State. And the reason he was traded by a certain date in December was that he could be traded again. And sure enough, he ended up on Detroit. And I thought he was really good for Detroit in that playoff series against the Knicks. At times, he played with Cade Cunningham, and he's got an edge. Like, Dennis Schroeder doesn't back down from anybody. You know, in fact, he recently got into it with someone. I'm going to forget who it was when he was with Sacramento. But he's not a punk. And I thought last year, I thought the turning point for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think a couple of things happened. In game one against Indiana, I guess it was it Nesmith that knocked DeAndre Hunter to the ground on that hard foul? And everyone in Cleveland just kind of stood around and was like, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you could crush DeAndre Hunter all you want. We're not going to really do anything. And I thought that was a little odd. And then the very next game, after they had been down 0-1 in the series, I understand Mobley was hurt, as was Darius Garland. And, you know, DeAndre Hunter had to take in that shot. All three, you know, in the street clothes on the bench, I'm thinking, come on, guys, like, can you be in uniform? What if they need you for a couple of, like, I don't know, just for one possession late in the game? You guys really couldn't play it. If you remember, I think that was a game where they might have given up an offensive rebound off of a missed free throw. And to me, that just said a lot. It used to be when we covered the NBA and guys would miss regular season games, and they would almost say it as like a cliche. Well, if this was the playoffs, I could have played. Well, guys, it's the playoffs. Like, now you need to play. I mean, you have the entire off season to rest up. It's almost as if they didn't understand the magnitude of the game. And I remember thinking, If they lose this game, they're not going to win the series. Of course, they lost that game. They blew out Indiana in game three, but then Indiana ended up winning game four and game five. I thought it was such a disappointing way to go out of the playoffs. It's almost like they didn't really understand the magnitude of what they were, you know, what they were in, especially with the great record that they had during the regular season. So I hate to say, you know, I'm the same way. I hate to call, you know, a bunch of guys soft, because obviously there's a lot of toughness to those guys, but in the general sports cliche of way of thinking, I think that team was soft last year.
Frank Isola joining us, and Frank Show, the starting lineup on SiriusXM. Frank, longtime writer covering the NBA. That one of the interesting moves last year was when the Knicks changed head coaches and Tom Thibodeau out. I always thought Tom was an interesting coach. I thought he did a nice job. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
They brought in Mike Brown, who we're really familiar with here. What kind of a job is Mike doing with the Knicks this year, Frank?
I think he's doing a good job. You know, I'm somewhat biased because I've known Tom for a long time. I knew him when he was assistant coach under Jeff Van Gundy. You know, I thought Tom did a great job. I mean, the Knicks were a laughingstock for the most part of 25 years. He comes there and he completely, you know, helps rebuild the whole thing. And, you know, Julius Randle, who had never made the playoffs before, became an MVP candidate. You know, got MVP votes. I think he finished top five one year. Same thing with Jalen Brunson. You know, Josh Hart never been in the playoffs before. Look at the player that he became with the team. And then they go to the conference finals for the first time in 20 years, and only the Knicks organization would think that was a failure. When I was covering the team and being critical of them when they were in 28 games, everyone's accusing me of being a Knicks hater. Last year they went to the conference finals. Silly me. I thought it was a pretty good year. And they all didn't think suddenly it wasn't good enough. So last year, think about it. One coach in the Eastern Conference last season got fired. It was a guy that went to the conference finals.
Yeah.
Took the organization there for the first time in 25 years.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So the owner overreacted because, you know, if you go back to a year ago, as you could tell, I'm pretty passionate about this thing. So if you go back to a year ago, Indiana got swept by Boston in the first round. Rick Carlisle's an outstanding coach, but Rick Carlisle's last 10 years, I think, in Dallas, they didn't get out of the first round. In fact, I think they were in the lottery four, five, or six times, right? They lose, they get swept by Boston, and they should have won two of those games. They blew two big leads in the fourth quarter. They don't fire Rick Carlisle because they don't react like that. And what happens? They end up going to the finals last year. So Mike Brown walks into a really difficult situation because while Tom is going to push you and he's going to drive you crazy, deep down the players all know that that was good for them. So Mike Brown comes in, and they're going to want you to be different, but different always isn't always better. And like a lot of times you need to push guys. So you look at the way Carl Anthony Towns is playing. He's averaging 5 points less per game than he did last season. He was an All-NBA center last year. Jalen Brunson, his shots are up, his assist numbers are down. OG Anunoby, points down. Mikal Bridges, his points are down. Now, they've done relatively well. I mean, they're right on pace to finish with last year's record. The Eastern Conference right now doesn't look as tough, but the pressure for them will come playoff time. And I think the smart thing that Mike Brown did, he came in, we're going to play up tempo. We're going to do this. We're not going to chase games in the regular season. Guys are playing big minutes still. They're definitely chasing wins in the regular season, which I think you should do. And they've gone back. The two things he did was at the start of the season, he wasn't playing Josh Hart. Josh Hart, and you guys will see this the next time the Knicks play the Cavaliers. Josh Hart is the Draymond Green to Jalen Brunson, Steph Curry. Jalen Brunson wants, Josh Hart out there with him. That's the player that he wants playing alongside of him. So he went back to starting Josh Hart. It changed everything for the Knicks. And they went back to kind of playing the same kind of defensive principles that they played under Tom Thibodeau. I think Mike Brown probably came in thinking, oh, I got to change things around. Not really. It's essentially the same team. Just do what was working last year and make, you know, Jalen Brunson is an isolation point guard, just like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, just like James Harden was for a long time in his career. You don't have to change things if it's working. You're playing to the strengths of the roster that you have. You know, the Thunder won a championship by doing that. It's people could say it's boring or whatever, but do what your team does best. And right now, the Knicks, what they do best is just letting Brunson operate with the ball, and that's working for them. But again, come playoff time, Mike Brown will be under a lot of pressure because you got to do better than the last coach did, and he got them to the conference finals.
Frank, if you can, I'm trying to figure it out. excuse me. Cavs make it to the Eastern Conference final. Successful season? Yeah. Or do the Cavs need to make it to the finals?
No, I think it is a conference final. I mean, that means you won two playoff rounds. Chances are, you know, you're going to beat a pretty good team either in the first round or definitely in the second round. So I don't know. I don't ever look at it like that. It's the same thing with the Knicks last year. It's disappointing. I don't know how you can get to a conference finals and say the season is a failure. I'm not buying it. And I also don't get. Oh, you need a coach who could take you to the next level. That's just like another cliche. I mean, when Boston lost the finals a few years ago to the Warriors, everyone wanted them to break up Tatum and Brown. How'd that work out? They won a championship a couple of years later. The first year that Joe Mazzulla was the coach, they trailed Miami 3-0, tied the series up, then lost game 7 at home. Joe Mazzulla hadn't won a championship yet. Did they need another coach who could take them to like the next level? Frank Vogel's won a championship with the Lakers. I think all that stuff. You just have to be a little lucky. You guys know it works. It works that way in every sport. Mm-hmm. Luck factors into it. And you have to stay healthy. You have to. And I think Cleveland last year spent the entire year like watching minutes and all this other nonsense. The playoffs rolled around. The whole team was hurt. The Knicks were the team that went for it, played guys big minutes. They were the only team in last year in the NBA that wasn't hurt. So there's a lot of times no rhyme or reason to it. I think getting to a conference finals for Cleveland, I think it's a successful year. Just like, but silly me, I thought beating the Celtics last year for the Knicks would be a successful year, making the conference finals, and they still fired their coach.
Is there a team in the East, Frank, that you have circled that, okay, it's not the Pistons who have been in first place, not the Cavs who were in first place out last year, or even your Knicks, who might be that team that sneaks in and makes a noise this year like Indy did last year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to regret saying this on the show, but I would say Philadelphia, just from the standpoint of Tyrese Maxey's excellent.
Yes.
You know, Embiid, I probably could score 20 points off of Embiid, but if you look at what he's done, he's not only put up big numbers recently, he's playing big minutes. And if you know, and I think there's now the expectations for Embiid are so low that anything they get out of him is kind of a bonus. And VJ Edgecombe has been really good. And when they're healthy, and this whole Paul George thing will actually, in a weird way, help him because he's serving a 25-game suspension. Chances are he would have missed half those games anyway. So what's the big deal?
Half
of those. So come playoff time, if they're healthy, with Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, Joel Embiid, Paul George, the kid at Dembona who they bring off the bench is good. Kelly Oubre, you know, you can laugh all you want, but Kelly Oubre is a talented offensive players like Philadelphia, and they got a coach who did win a championship in Nick Nurse. So I'm not, if they're healthy, that's not exactly the team that you want to run into. They, you know, they've gone into Madison Square Garden twice this year and beaten the Knicks. So they are a really talented team. The East, to me, has a lot more juice now that the Cavaliers got James Harden and the fact that maybe Tatum is going to come back and they just added Vucevic. It's like it's a lot more exciting. And also, you'll have a well-rested Paul George come playoff time as well. Mm.
Frankie, I got about 30 seconds. Your daughter's still coaching soccer? She was at Ohio University, was she? As a grad assistant?
Then she was down at William & Mary. Now she's between jobs. So we're waiting for Manchester United to call.
Now you're talking.
Harry. Maybe, or get a job over in Italy. I'd rather, you know, I've been to London a bunch already this year to watch games. I wouldn't mind going to Rome and watch a couple of games.
Did you get to make the trip to Athens at all, or no?
I liked it there a lot. You fly into Cincinnati. It's a cool college town, without question. I went into the basketball arena where what's his name played there. Who'd you guys used to call the Shaq of the Mac? Oh, and his son is in the NBA.
Gary Trent.
Shaq of the Mac. That was a great nickname.
All right, Frank. Thank you.
6'7" guys. That's all you need. All right.
Good luck to your daughter too. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Bye. Frank Isola, nice enough to join us. Sirius XM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.